everybody. What's cracking and welcome back to one and only original Dodger station, AM 570
well
LA
done,
Sports.
T. You caught yourself.
It's
you
on
caught
the
yourself.
Air. It's opening day. We got Dodgers. We got Giants. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. Get started right at 3 o'clock. First pitch at 4:08. And joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado celebrity microphone is a real OG, Matt.
Well, he's wearing his World Series ring. You can't hear here. You know what? Put the headphones on, Oral.
Why?
Because we do this for you.
You want to lean in and be in my headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there we go.
It's like Bruce and
Little Stevie.
Damn right. He's wearing his World Series ring, B. It's the great, incomparable Oral Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser, not working tonight other than pregame, but you will see him all season long on Spectrum Sportsnet LA, calling Dodger games and being excited. Oral, you've been through a lot of opening days and in a few different unis.
Yeah.
What's special about this place and Dodgers opening day? Because we've been trying to get to the bottom of it all day. It can't be the weather, because the weather's here is always great. It's not like it's Cleveland.
I think it's the history. I think it's the fan base. I think it's the we lead, you know, the baseball and attendance all the time. We have the bunting out. The people get out here early. And there's nothing better than an opening day in that weather that you say is so consistent.
What is what happens over the course of an offseason where you try to, I don't know, compartmentalize, reconcile what happened in the World Series, in a Game 7, on this field, and then being able to push that aside when that first pitch is thrown today? How does a player work through that?
You know, it's amazing, because when we lost earlier in the playoffs in years prior, it was always like that's going to be a motivation to push us over the top, and it was almost everybody felt like that's going to be a positive energy, because now when you fall that close, one game, everybody looks at it almost like it's an anchor. Like it's going to be a cloud over the sky. I think it's still going to be a motivator. I really believe that it's going to make them just as hungry. I don't ever question the hunger or the desire of a Dave Roberts team anymore, ever. There might have been question marks at the beginning because you have a new manager and how's he going to do? And then you see, oh my God, he's doing amazing. Then you go, can he keep this consistent and motivate them and be this real person with all this integrity and enthusiasm? And he can, and he's done it. And I think whatever he says is actually what's going on in that clubhouse, and I think they're fired up.
Hey, Oral, you know, baseball is a marathon and not a sprint, obviously, as you know. Does it make a difference when you have opening day against a rival like the San Francisco Giants? Is that anything special, or is just another opening day?
No, I think it makes it special. I think having the Giants on the other side of the field, again, reminds you what makes Dodger Stadium so special, what makes this rivalry so special. The fact that ESPN wanted to pick this game up because it is a national spectacle. It's not just for Los Angeles or San Francisco. So it's very special to play the Giants.
You know, as a guy that's been there, as a guy that's won, how important, Oral, during an offseason is consistency? I always like to say teams play the name game. We just go out and sign names. But the Dodgers...
Yeah, you really love the name game.
I do love it, because I think most people do that. Oh, we'll just go sign this guy. He's available. Dodgers didn't do that. How important is that consistency?
I think the consistency with Dave Roberts, once you find the right guys, and I think that's where we have really changed what we thought about Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi, right? At the beginning, we thought, okay, here come all these numbers guys. It's going to be a complete sabermetric team, and it's going to be about a name game and statistical balance, and everything's going to be there. But you know what? They have really proven to everybody what they said at the beginning is that they're people. They're about people. They're about chemistry. They are about toughness. They're about that daily discipline of grinding it out. And they have a manager like that, and they have found that manager guys that are like that. So when you say the consistency's there, I think it's because they have found very high character individuals to play for this team.
The Bulldog is working hard today. Oral Hershiser, our dear friend, you might see him at the Dalray restaurant. But either way, we love talking to you. One thing really quick, because you're talking about the Giants, and you did spend, obviously, not the most memorable time of your year, but of your career, but
right.
You were a Giant.
For
what
one
is
year.
The rivalry like from that side? And what was that like for you, because Tommy Lasorda wouldn't even let Willie Mays, he wouldn't even go into the clubhouse with Willie Mays.
Yeah, in our day, though, the narrative has changed. In our day, it was the Dodgers are playing for the World Championship, the Giants are playing to beat the Dodgers. Now that the Giants have won, you know, what they win, 10, 12, and 14, it's really now a World Championship battle between these two clubs, because the Dodgers want to be World Champions and have been. The Giants have been World Champions and have been, and they're both in the National League West. So I think it's extra, extra special. And on that side of the equation, it's just as big as it is on the blue side.
Well, a dear friend of the shows, of the radio station. You will see him doing the pregame on Sportsnet LA, and certainly going to be a fixture here if we can do anything about it throughout the course of the season that gets started today. First pitch just after 4 o'clock. You'll hear it right here. Clayton Kershaw versus Ty Black on Black? Block?
Block.
Block. Spelled Blatch, pronounced Block.
I look forward to baseball season 2018, but I also look forward to talking to you guys anytime I can. All four of you.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you, Earl.